Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The state of Minnesota is hosting a memorial event tomorrow to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. It's going to honor the Minnesota veterans and their families whose lives were forever changed by these events and the subsequent war. It's going to feature the reading of names of Minnesotans killed on 9/11 and in the war, moments of silence, the tolling of bells in remembrance, as well as a commemorative ceremony, guest speakers, military honors, musical tributes, and aircraft flyover as well. And to talk about that and about the meaning and reflection of this anniversary is Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Larry Herkey. Thank you so much for joining us. Can you first describe for our listeners about you with your background, how you are thinking coming into this anniversary?
Well, good morning, Sloan. It's great to be on with you this morning. And as a veteran of this era, a person that actually deployed in support of Iraqi freedom, you know, our lives as service members were forever changed for both us and our families. I can remember the night that I departed. I waited till after midnight to leave the house. I kissed my son happy birthday. Woke him up to do that, and didn't see him again for about almost 2 years. So it's been a significant impact for many of these service members who have deployed many times in support of either activities in Afghanistan or in Iraq.
It's interesting, just reading your most recent update on the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs website, where not only you yourself were deployed, but we think about this from a local perspective, not only the Minnesotans who were among those who lost their lives on 9/11, but 97 service members lost their lives, died fighting the global war on terrorism. How important is it to keep that in mind from a local perspective as well, because this had such wide-ranging impacts?
That's true, Sloan. We had actually seven Minnesotans died that we know of that will be honored on the day of 9/11 itself. And the new count they gave me today is actually 109 service members from Minnesota that actually died during the 20 years that we were engaged in the global war on terrorism. Pretty interesting also is the number of service members that have served either on active duty or in the National Guard through deployments was over 40,000 veterans in Minnesota. So that's a significant part of our society, and if you figure the people and the families that were touched directly, there was many. And there was also many businesses and organizations, too, that were great supporters, either through providing equipment to services and so forth for the global war on terrorism and the different services and their needs. So this is a great time for us to take time to reflect, to remember those who we've lost and honor those who have served during the ceremony that's going to happen on Saturday.
It has been such a lengthy war, a lengthy engagement before just coming to a close that, you know, I've covered Memorial Day services, for example, but we need to start talking about, you know, these most recent service members as well. And that's something that is going to be happening tomorrow. Can you take us through this remembrance, this honor event, specifically about the war on terror?
Well, I would love to do that. We actually put together a Global War on Terrorism 9/11 Task Force. group of individuals, volunteers, that have helped me over the last year to develop plans to commemorate and remember those who have served and those who we've lost. The actual event on the Capitol grounds will start at 7:30 with the tolling of bells and the reading of names in exact time sequence that the towers were hit in New York and also the Pentagon. I think people find it highly just quite a different type of ceremony. I think it'll bring goose pimples to your arms and so forth and the back of your neck. It's really going to be something. So this is an event. You can come early at 7:30 and you can go through the process of remembering those individuals. The actual ceremony that you want to be there for sure is at 9 o'clock. This is a free event. It's on the Capitol grounds. At that time, there'll be a ceremony that will go for about an hour and 45 minutes. It'll have feature an F-16 flyover with four F-16s out of the Air Wing in Duluth. It's going to have some great speakers there. We're going to represent all aspects of this conflict. We're going to have Gold Star Mother. We're going to have first responders will be represented there that were involved with this. We're going to have Commander General Joseph Potel, commander that commanded in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and then the daughter of Tom Burnett, the hero from United Flight 93, will also be there, Mariah Jacobson. So it's going to be a lot of different aspects I think will be shown. We'll also have video clips from the most recent video that was put together by the Minnesota Military and Veterans Museum called Resolute. And again, those will be reflections from Minnesotans who served, Minnesotans that were affected on the day of 9/11. And there's going to be many other activities that will be going on during that time period. We're going to have food trucks, we're going to have family-friendly activities, and I'd like to make sure everyone gets down to the traveling display, which is going to be down in the Armory at Cedar Street. Activities will run through 2 p.m. on the Capitol Mall, and the traveling display will actually open till 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Any chance that the events might be streamed or any portion of it for people who are maybe not going out into crowds just yet?
We can do that. For the day of the event, we're asking that you wear a mask and so forth, and we'll have social distancing on the lawn. But if you're unable to make it, or if you are not in a situation where you can go out yet, if you go to minnesotaveteran.org, our website, again, minnesotaveteran.org, you can pick up the link and be able to follow it live streaming. And I believe it'll also be recorded so it can be seen afterwards. And I think it'll be well worth the time. I was going to mention also there will be a commemorative coins given out to the families of those who lost loved ones on that day as it relates to the direct individuals who died that day and the Gold Star Mothers. Also, the veterans will be able to go online and be able to register for a coin that will be distributed through their county veteran service officers.
All right. Thank you so much for taking us through all of that. A very special and important day tomorrow at the Capitol grounds. Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs Commissioner Larry Herkey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sloan, for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.